Seated.
Those that are seated at the front, that's very nice. I thought it was because you wanted to learn, but Yan Ling tells me it's because her soft voice, you have to sit up close. Well, she said maybe as well, because you want to learn, so.
他问我们在座的弟兄姐妹们晚上好，因为他说看到大家都往前坐，他特别高兴，他以为大家都特别想学习，所以坐在前面了。我说可能是因为我的声音比较轻，所以坐后面听不见。不过也可能是也部分原因，两个原因都有吧。
And I understand that in China, because the government has made a longer moon festival, this Saturday is not a holiday. It's included to allow a longer holiday.
对，他现在也搞明白了，就是因为中国要把这个假期变长的，所以就调休了。所以今天呢，在国内虽然是星期六，但是是个工作日，不是假期了。
So we're going to miss our friends that have to work today.
对，可能有一些弟兄姐妹在Zoom 上的，他们需要上班，我们会想念他们的。
Now before we get into our study tonight, I'd like to say that we'll try and leave a little time at the end if you have any questions.
我们开始想跟大家打个招呼，就是结束的之前呢，我们会留一点时间给大家问问题。
If we're unable to answer them this week, we can always answer them in the following week.
对，如果这周呢来不及回答问题呢，我们可以下周回答。
Now before we begin and open God's word this evening, let's commend ourselves to him.
我们在今天开始今天晚上学习之前呢，让我们把时间呢交托给我们的主。
Father, the God and Father of all spirits, we come to you tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
万灵的父啊，我们今天奉主的名来到你的面前。
And Father, we thank you that you've given us the word which we hold in our hands, and which by the Spirit of God we can glean some truth from it.
主，我们感谢您赐给我们手里拿的这本圣经，就是你的话语，也感谢圣灵教导我们，让我们可以从中能够学到一点真理。
And tonight, again, Lord, as we look at the life of your beloved Son and our beloved Savior, we pray that you'd open our understanding.
主，今天晚上我们要继续看你的爱子，我们的亲爱的救主，主耶稣基督的生命，求您帮助我们，让我们能够明白。
Guide our thoughts, we pray, tonight.
引导我们的思想，我们这样祈求。
And Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit might be our teacher and come alongside tonight to reveal Christ to us.
我们盼望圣灵今天晚上做我们的老师，就在我们身边陪伴我们，教导我们。
So we ask these things tonight, glorifying your Son.
我们为这些事情祈求，希望能够荣耀你的名，你的儿子。
We thank you in that worthy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督配得的名祈求和感恩。
Amen.Amen. Well, last week we looked at the miracles and the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那上周呢，我们学习了主耶稣基督行的神迹以及他的教导。
And as we go through the life of the Lord Jesus, we're struck by this extraordinary man that walked among men.
当我们仔细查看主耶稣基督一生的时候呢，我们会在这个人群中的这个特殊的人呢，被他所震撼。
The things that he said and did are not matched by anyone ever else in the world's history.
那他所说的话，他所做的事呢，是没有这世上历史上存在过的任何一个人可以比拟的。
It's been said that his The parables, he often taught in parables, but those parables, they're miracles of his wisdom.
那他经常呢是用比喻来教导人。有人说呢，他这些比喻啊，就是智慧的神迹啊。
With a few word pictures, those parables convey to us eternal wisdom.
他只需要用简单的几个字啊，就描述一个画面，就可以把这永恒的真理启示给我们。
So if his parables are miracles of his wisdom, his miracles, someone has said, they're parables of his power.
那如果说他的这个比喻啊，是他是智慧的神迹的话呢，那他的这个神迹啊，就是他能力的。我忘了那个词儿，就是他能力的显明吧。
We saw how that he had power over death and disease and sin.
我们看到他在在罪在死亡在疾病上面所显出的能力。
Now, the other thing is that separated him from all the teachers of his day was that when they heard him.They said, he teaches with authority.
那还有一个特征呢，把他从和其他的教师区分开来的特征呢，就是当听他讲话的人听完了以后呢，就说他讲话是带着权柄的。
And in teaching with such authority, it had a powerful impact on those that heard.
那他的教导既然如此带有权柄呢，那他对这人群呢就产生了极大的影响。
It divided people.
就他就把人群分开了，分成了两部分。
Very seldom did people ever go away not making some kind of decision.
那很少有人听了他讲完道以后呢，走的时候是不做任何的决定的。
They either believed him or they hated him.
他们要不然就是相信他，要不然就恨他。
But when he spoke, it was just always in such a gracious manner.
而且他讲话的时候呢，总是，他的这个讲话的方式啊，总是特别的带着恩典。
Those temple guards that were sent to apprehend him, to arrest him, they came back and they said they were empty-handed. They didn't have him. They said in the when they asked them, well, why didn't you bring him? They said no one ever spoke like this man spoke.
那个守殿官呢，守殿的那个士兵呢，本来派去是要去抓耶稣的，结果他们就空手而回了。那长官就问他，你们怎么没有把他抓来呢？他说没有人像他这样说话。
As one of the closest of his disciples, John said he was full of grace and truth.
那其中离他最近的的门徒之一啊，就是使徒约翰，他说他的身上，他的讲的话是充满满的，有恩典，有真理。
And so this made even the mildest rebuke, it gave strength to it. When he even gave a very mild rebuke to someone, it had a lot of strength to it.
就是因为他的话语里啊充满了恩典，所以即使呢他就是非常柔和的。批评人的时候呢，也会产生极大的力量。
And all this in obedience to his father.
而且这一切呢，他都顺服他的父了。
The Lord Jesus summarized his ministry on earth in John chapter 17.
在约翰福音十七章里面呢，主耶稣基督总结了他在这地上的服事。
Now I'm sorry, much of what I'm going to say tonight is not included in your notes.
那他要说一声抱歉呢，因为他今天讲的大部分呢，可能都不在我们的这个教材上面。
If the Lord Jesus was going to summarize all his ministry on earth, it would be in these words of John chapter 17.
那如果主耶稣他要自己总结他在地上的服事的话呢，那就是约翰福音十七章的这一段经文了。
In verse 4.
第四节。
He says, I have been speaking to God, his father. He's not boasting to man. He is speaking to the father whose all-seeing eye has watched this perfect life perform for 3.5 years.
那他现在在对他的天父说话，他不是在人面前夸口，他是在这对着眼目一直都在他这个儿子的身上的天父在说话，他的天父一直在审视观察这个完美的生命。
Well, in actual fact, for 33 years, he glorified the Father.
其实不只是观察他三年半的时间，而是他在整个的33年半的时间都荣耀了他的父。
Verse 4 says, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
That's a summary of his entire ministry on earth.
这就总结了他整个在地上的全部的服事。
The first man, Adam, he brought shame to God. He brought an evil name against God by disobeying God.
那首先的这个亚当呢，就是第一个亚当呢，他是给神的名啊带来了羞辱。
The second man, the last Adam, the Lord Jesus, he perfectly glorified God in everything.
但是这末后的亚当，主耶稣基督，他却完全的荣耀了他的父，完美的荣耀了他的父。
Now tonight we'd like to move and look at, first of all, just a sketch of the opposition that he ran into and the result, and his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his ascension. 嗯，
那今天呢，我们主要学习的内容是在他地上遇见的反对或者说抵挡，然后呢，我们要看他的死、埋葬、复活和升天。
Now, everything that's good and righteous is expressed in the Lord Jesus, but good is always opposed by evil.
那主耶稣基督所表达出来的呢，全都是良善，全都是公义，但是呢，好的东西总是会被恶的东西所抵挡。
And that resistance was headed up by a fallen creature called Satan.
那这个所有的这个抵挡的工作呢，都是由有一个堕落的天使，名叫撒旦的这个堕落的天使呢所领导的。
Or the devil.
或者我们叫他的恶者。
Satan means the adversary or the enemy. In Hebrew, it's the enemy is a Satan.
那撒旦呢，在希伯来语里面就是敌人的意思，或者说是抵挡者的意思。
Someone that withstands you is opposed to you.
就是反对你的那个人。
And the devil has a different meaning. It means one who falsely accuses, a slanderer.
但是那个恶者呢，却有不同的意思。他的意思是那个错误的指责别人的那个人，是那个说谗言的那个人。
And we must remember that Satan still has access to the throne.He hasn't been put down, so he can come before the throne as the accuser of the brethren.
我们要记得，就是撒旦呢，他现在还是可以来到父的面前的，他还没有从天上被扔下去，就是他还是可以到父的面前呢来指控弟兄的。
Although he can't read your mind, he can read your actions, and he can take those actions that sometimes.Even as Christians, we sin, and he'll take those actions before God the Father and accuse us.
那他虽然不能读我们的思想，但是他可以看见我们的行为。所以即使基督徒呢，有时候也会犯罪。那我们做出的这些不好的行为呢，他就会带到天父的面前来指责我们。
Now, the two main characteristics of Satan or the devil, he operates in two main ways.
那这个撒旦也好，这恶者也好呢，他的这个行事方式呢，有主要这样两种。
First of all, a direct frontal assault. He comes as a roaring lion.
一个呢，就是他是正面的、主动的攻击，就是像那吼叫的狮子那样。
First Peter 5:18.
彼得前书的五章十八节。
Five, I guess it's
five eight.
Be sober, be vigilant, he says, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
勿要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
And we saw him there, early on in the life of the Lord Jesus when he was through Herod the Great sought to kill the Lord Jesus, the baby that was to be born king.、
我们可以从主耶稣基督他一出生啊，他以婴儿的方式出生的时候，我们就可以看到，就是他要借着这个希律王啊，就要把他扼杀在摇篮里。
And so, also the devil is also a destroyer. Picturing in the book of Revelation, we see him as a dragon, tearing and destroying.
所以这个撒旦呢，他的一个形象呢，就是毁坏者。所以我们可以在启示录也看到，他是以这个龙的形象出现的，他总是去毁坏的。
In Revelation chapter 12.
启示录的十二章
verse 13
十三节，启示录十二章十三节。
We read there in verse 13, now when the dragon saw that he'd been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. And then verse 17, and the dragon was enraged with the woman and went to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God.And have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们看十三节，龙见自己被摔在地上，就逼迫那生男孩子的妇人。再看十七节，龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女征战。这儿女就是那守神诫命、为耶稣做见证的。那时龙就站在海边的沙上。
And often in the life of the Lord Jesus, the opposition, you could see it in the opposition of the scribes and the Pharisees who rose up to stone him.But when his time was not yet come, he would make himself, as it were, invisible and pass right by them.
我们经常在福音书里面看到啊，就是那些反对他的人呢，主要是以这些法利赛人呢和文士为主要的。他们呢经常要群起攻之，想要拿石头打死主耶稣。但是只要他的时候还没有到的时候呢，他就仿佛是可以怎么说，就是无形。在人看不见的情况下，他就从他们中间就穿过去了。
The second characteristic is that the devil sometimes acts deceitfully like a serpent, as we see him in the Garden of Eden, tempting Eve.
那撒旦的另外一个伎俩呢，就是他是像蛇那样去欺骗人的，就像在伊甸园里去欺骗夏娃的时候那样。
Through flattery and deception,He deceived Eve.
他通过谄媚和欺骗呢，就是谎言的去骗了夏娃。
He can also appear as an angel of light. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
他有的时候呢还会化妆成光明的天使，就在哥林多后书的十一章里面讲到了。
Verse 14,
14节
and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light.
这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。
And so if he can't get his way in opposition to God by frontal attack, then he uses deception and deceit.
就如果他通过正面攻击的话，不能达到效果的话，他就会从后面迂回来欺骗你。
And so the devil resisted the Lord Jesus every step of the way through his ministry on earth.
那主耶稣在地上的服事的每一步啊，都伴随着撒旦的抵挡。
I've often wondered why is it that wherever the Lord Jesus went.He met demon-possessed people.
我有时候很奇怪，为什么不管主耶稣到哪里去，他总是能遇到鬼附的人呢？
And the devil himself was in that land.
撒旦自己啊，他也在这片土地上。
Could it be that the devil knew that he had to marshal all his forces to focus upon the life of this Son of God himself?
有没有一种可能呢？撒旦他也知道，他要聚集他全部的兵力啊，来对付这个神的儿子在这个土地上。
Wherever he went, there were these demons, but he had power over them. They couldn't. He could cast them out. He could make them mute. He could send them away.
虽然他到哪里去都会有鬼啊，但是呢，主耶稣是完全能够胜过鬼的。他要不然就让他们不要出声，要不然就把他们赶出去。
Now, no man has ever faced as much opposition by spiritual forces than our Lord Jesus Christ.
那没有人啊，曾经面对过这么多这个属灵的敌人呢、啊，像主耶稣基督所面对的那样。
But finally, when the time came, the Lord Jesus, when his time came to be lifted up, God the Father allowed him to be betrayed by one of his own who was inhabited, possessed by none other than the devil himself.
但是当时候到了的时候，就当主耶稣基督要被举起来钉在十字架上的时候呢，父神就允许他的一个门徒啊，就是把撒旦接到自己心里去的那个门徒来出卖主耶稣。
So that's the opposition. Now we want to look at the death of the Lord Jesus.
好，我们刚才讲到了主耶稣基督所遭受的这个抵挡啊，我们现在来看他的死。
There's more space.Is given to the sufferings and death of the Lord Jesus in the four Gospels than in any other portion of Scripture.
那在四本福音书里面啊，描写主耶稣基督的受苦和他的死的所占的篇幅比任何其他的部分都大。
Everything seems to focus upon the cross.
看上去所有的事情呢都聚焦到十字架上了。
This is the center of God's dealing with mankind.
这是神呢处理人的事情的这个核心呢。
When we think of it, it might be hard to think of it actually, is that the cross, if I could say it, I'm not sure if I understand it, but the cross is the center of eternity.
那其实这个事情很难描述啊，我努力的表达一下，就是我也不一定表达的准确，就是如果我们可以说这样说的话呢，那就是十字架呢是永恒的中心。
How could one event in all of eternity stop, as it were, everything? Everything looks forward to that cross, and everything will look back to that event.
怎么可能就是一件事情的一件单一的事情呢在永恒里面呢就停下变成一个点就是所有的永恒的过去呢都前瞻这个点那所有永恒的将来呢都回顾这个点就是前面的都往前看后面的都往回看。
I don't understand that, but one thing I do understand is that without the cross, there would be no forgiveness of sins, there would be no salvation, there would be no future hope,of a coming life.
这些事情我不明白，但是我明白的一点就是，如果没有十字架的话呢，就没有罪的赦免，没有救赎，也没有来生的盼望。
So, now the cross itself, it was prophesied in the Old Testament in many places, in a number of places.
那十字架这件事情本身呢它在旧约的很多地方呢也被预言过。
We see it in picture in the seed on the third chapter of Genesis, where the woman's seed is going to bruise Satan's head, and we see already a picture of the fact that the seed would suffer some kind of injury.
那我们在这个最早啊，在创世纪的三章啊，就可以看到这个十字架的影子了。这个可以看作就是像一个种子，那个时候就埋下了。因为他说这个女人的后裔啊，要伤蛇的头，蛇要伤她的脚跟，就意味着这个女人的后裔啊，要受到某一种程度的伤害。
We see it in the sacrifice that Abel made, where a substitute was found, and he could approach God through a blood sacrifice.
然后我们在亚伯的献祭中呢，也看到这个隐含的这个影子，因为他献的这个祭呢，是一个牺牲，必须有一个生命牺牲，他才能够借着这个牺牲的生命来到神的面前。
We see it in the offering up of Isaac by Abraham.
我们也看到就是亚伯拉罕献以撒。
Where he takes his only beloved son and offers him there on the altar by the commandment of God who gave him.
那他因为神的命令呢，就把他所爱的儿子啊献在祭坛上。
We see it in the brass serpent in the wilderness.
那我们也在旷野的这个铜蛇上也看到了这个预表。
Where the Lord Jesus comments and said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
主耶稣自己也说，他说，如何蛇在旷野被举起来，人子也要照样被举起来。
And we see scriptures too that speak about the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus.
那我们看经文里，旧约的经文里也讲到了主耶稣基督的死法，就是钉十字架的死法。
Isaiah chapter 53, that's probably well known to us. I won't turn to it though.
以赛亚书的53章啊，可能是我们最熟悉的经文了。
Psalm 22, which we're going to look at in a little bit.
还有诗篇的22篇，我们等一会儿会看。
In Zechariah, it says, they pierced my hands and my feet.
还有在撒迦利亚书里说，他们扎伤了我的手，扎伤了我的脚。
In the Psalms, it speaks of his thirst, of his betrayal and of his thirst on the cross.
那在诗篇里也提到，他非常的渴，他在十字架上很渴。
And while he was on earth, to his disciples, he foretold his death many times.
他在地上行走的时候呢，他就多次的告诉他的门徒，他要死，要去死。
Look at Matthew. Let's look at those scriptures. Matthew 16.
我们来看看这些经文，先看马太福音16章。
And 21.
21节。
From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed.And be raised the third day.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
And then, Matthew 17 and verse 12.
再看十七章，马太福音的十七章十二节。
He said, but I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands.
只是我告诉你们，以利亚已经来了，人却不认识他，竟任意待他。人子也将要这样受他们的害。
And then in verse 22 and verse 23 of that same chapter.
然后同一章十七章的22和23节。
Now while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up. And they were exceedingly sorrowful.
他们还住在加利利的时候，耶稣对门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，第三日他要复活，门徒就大大的忧愁。
And again in chapter 20,
我们再看马太福音的二十章的十八节。
Behold, he says, verse 18, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes. And they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify. And the third day he will rise again.
他说看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，又交给外邦人将他戏弄鞭打，钉在十字架上，第三日他要复活。
Now this prediction that he made must have been heard by his enemies.
那他做的这些讲的这些预言呢，他的仇敌肯定也听见了。
So Matthew chapter 27
马太的二十七章
，Chapter 27, verse 63.
六十三节。
The chief priests and the Pharisees they gathered together, saying, verse 63, Sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, After 3 days I will rise. Therefore, command the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to the people he's risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first.
那这是祭司长和法利赛人来见比拉多的时候说的话。他们说，大人，我们记得那诱惑人的还活着的时候曾说，三日后我要复活。因此，请吩咐人将坟墓把守妥当，直到第三日。恐怕他的门徒来把他偷了去，就告诉百姓说，他从死里复活了。 这样，那后来的迷惑比先前的更厉害了。
So, the even his enemies knew that he had said that he is going to rise again.
所以即使他的敌人呢，都记得他说过他第三天要复活。
And later, Jesus rebuked his disciples for not believing the scriptures or his own word to them.
后面呢，主耶稣基督也责备他的门徒啊，他们不相信他告诉他他曾经告诉他们的这些话。
Luke 24.
我们看路加的24章。
Verse 25 to
25节。
He speaks to the two on the road to Emmaus, and he says to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
主耶稣对他们就是往以马忤斯路上走的这两个门徒，对他们说：无知的人呐、啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
And that death had so much significance that he instituted a memorial feast.That Christians should remember and look back to that death.
他的死啊，这意义如此的重大，以至于主耶稣呢要设立一个礼仪啊，让他的这个以后的这个门徒呢可以回顾他的这个死。
Mark 14.
马可十四章。
And verse 22.
二十二节。
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, gave it to them, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many.
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝了福，就拨开递给他们说，你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们，他们都喝了。耶稣说：“这是我立约的血，为多人流出来的。”
That picture of the Lord's Supper with his disciples.
那这给我们看到的这个画面呢，就是主耶稣基督和他的门徒们一起在领圣餐。
He said, "The bread is a symbol of my body," because he was with them still when he said, "Take, eat. This is my body." It was symbolically his body that he gave.
所以这个饼呢是他身体的象征，因为那个时候主耶稣还跟他们在一起呢，所以他说，你们吃这个，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。所以他拿起这个饼呢，是他只是象征他的身体。
And symbolically, it was his blood that was shed that paid the price for sin.
那同样呢，这个杯呢也是他血的象征，是他流出来付上我们罪的代价的。
And Paul writes a commentary in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
在哥林多前书十一章呢，保罗呢就对这个圣餐礼呢做了解释。
And the Lord Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me."
主耶稣说，你们要这样行，为的是纪念我。
This is where we get our beginning.
这就是我们的起初的东西。
It's where we see our sins forgiven and a new life that is given to us.
我们在这里面呢，看到我们的罪被赦免，我们得着了神赐给我们的新生命。
We can never tire of looking at the cross.
我们回顾十字架，仰望十字架，永远不会使我们厌倦的。
And he says in verse 26, he says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup." You proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
哥林多前书的十一章的二十六节、啊、你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死只等到他来。
The word proclaim there is an interesting word. The picture is of someone taking a trumpet and blaring a note out. You proclaim the Lord's death till he came.
这里面的中文翻译成表明主的死啊，其实就是宣告他的死的意思，就像有一个人拿着号去吹响说，你们来看，他把主的死 这件事情宣告出来，宣传出来。
It's important for believers to remember the Lord, the memorials of his death. That's where we have our life, comes out of his death.
所以作为信徒呢，纪念主的死是非常重要的，因为我们的生命就是从他的死里出来的。
And it was on the night in which he was betrayed that he instituted that supper.
是在他被卖的那一夜啊，他亲自设立了主的晚餐的这个礼仪。
And after the supper was finished, it was late. They went out to the Garden of Gethsemane.
当他们吃完这个晚餐的时候呢，天色已晚了，他们就出来，进了这个克西马尼园。
There he would meet the tempter again.
在那里呢，他又要去面对这个试探人的了。
The tempter would bring before his mind all the horrors of our sin and yours.
那这个试探的这个恶者呢，他要把你和我的这个罪的所有的恐怖，罪的可怕，都要让主耶稣基督放在他的思想里，去让他想起来。
And he, in anticipation of being made sin, as Satan would bring before his mind all the evil.The cesspool of human sin would be placed upon his holy soul.
那撒旦呢，就会让他想起啊，当我们他要替我们成为罪的时候，这人的罪的所有的丑陋、恐怖、可怕，都会加在这个不认识罪的无罪的人的身上。撒旦会让他去想到这些痛苦。
In his own spirit, as a man, the holy man, he shrank back from sin.
那因为他在灵里呢是一个圣洁的人，他本能的呢是要从这些罪的面前退开的，就是他要远离这些罪的。
And so he asked his father, "If it is possible, let this cup pass from me."
所以他问他的天父，他说：“父啊，若可行，让这杯离开我。”
He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood.Going down to the ground.
然后他的汗呢，像大雪点一样滴在地上。
His soul was to the extreme. He was near death by the extremities of that exercise.
那他在这样的痛苦的重压下，他几乎要死，到了这个垂死的这个程度。
And finally, he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done."
但是最后呢，他说。愿按你的意思，不按我的意思。
And we learn that an angel had to come and strengthen him.
我们知道圣经说有天使来服侍他。
And then there's the betrayal of his own.
然后呢，他自己的门徒要来出卖他了。
Yeah, it wasn't just Judas that night. It was the devil in Judas.
不，那天晚上出卖他的不仅仅是犹大，而是撒旦和犹大一起。
The man for a few coins, he betrayed the very Son of the Heavens.
就为了那几个银币啊，铜板呢、啊，就是他这个犹大就出卖了人子。
And he went out that night and hung himself.
然后那天晚上呢，犹大自己也出去吊死了。
They took the Lord Jesus now. He was betrayed into the hands of sinful men.
那现在呢，主耶稣基督被这个有罪的犹大出卖了，他们就把他抓起来了。
They, first of all, now it's midnight, and they took him to the chief priest.
现在时间呢已经到了半夜，他们先把他带到了大祭司那里。
The council, by law, was not to meet at night.
因为这个审讯的这个法庭啊，是不允许在夜间开会的。
But what did their laws mean if they could get rid of this?The Son of Light.
但是如果他们能把这光明之子都除掉的话，那这个律法还算什么呢？
It was their hour, and it was the power of darkness. Jesus said.
耶稣说，现在黑暗的时刻来临了。
They condemned him to death, but they had no power to execute him.
他们把耶稣定了死罪，但是他们没有权利呢处死他。
The Roman authorities would not allow that.
因为罗马政府呢是不允许他们私下处死人的。
If the Jews were going to kill someone, they would stone them. That was their method.
那犹太人如果想要处死一个人呢，他们的方法是拿石头打死他。
The Roman method was far more cruel. It was the cross.
但是罗马人的方式呢就更为残忍，是要把人钉十字架的。
They say that's the most cruel way in which to die.
有人说呢，这个是最残忍的刑罚，就是处死人的刑罚。
Crucifixion, where the nails are put through the hands and the feet.
那钉十字架的是怎么钉的呢？就是用钉子穿透手和脚。
Then the cross is hoisted up by some strong men and then placed into a hole in the ground.
然后呢，就有强有力的、强壮的人呢，把这个十字架举起来，然后插在一个地上的、已经挖好的一个坑里。
And there's a place for the feet to rest.
然后在十字架上还有一个垫脚的地方，让这个脚呢可以踩在上面。
But after a few hours, what happens is the muscles begin to weaken. And the weight then of the body pulls down on the chest, so that it collapses the chest. You can't breathe.
然后在十字架上发生的事情是什么呢？就几个小时以后啊，这个犯人的这个肌肉啊就开始无力了。然后呢，他整个的身体呢，这个体重呢就往下压，就会把这个胸腔啊就是给挤压住，然后就不能呼吸了。
So in order to take a breath, one must pull themselves up with their hands and feet to take a breath, and then relax because their bones start to go out of joint from the stretching of it, the ligaments stretch.
那所以这个犯人呢，他为了要呼吸啊，他就得努力的把自己的身体挺起来，这样才能呼吸。但是呢，他在这样的就是手脚都张开的这个情况下，还要努力挺起来的时候呢，他的关节啊其实都是要扯开，都要脱臼的。
And this can go on for hours and hours.
那这样的一个过程呢，就是一会儿起来，一会儿垂下去，这样的过程呢要持续很多小时。
The Lord Jesus said, "All my bones are out of joint."
主耶稣说，他说我的骨节啊都脱开了。
If the Romans, and under there was a trial, the Roman governor Pilate, he couldn't find any fault in the Lord Jesus, but he yielded to the pressure of the chief priests and the scribes who threatened to have an uprising if they did not kill him.
那当这个罗马总督比拉多在审讯主耶稣的时候呢，他找不到主耶稣任何的错处，但是呢，他屈服于人的压力了，因为这些犹太的官长啊、大祭司啊，他们说如果比拉多不处死他的话，他们就要造反了。
Now in the Gospels, we don't read about the sufferings of our Lord Jesus.
那在福音书里面呢，我们没有读到主耶稣基督受的苦。
There were seven cries from the cross, seven words that he gave from the cross, but they don't really tell how he was feeling.
那我们能够读到主耶稣在十字架上说的七句话，但是呢，没有描写主耶稣基督自己的感受是怎么样的。
Isaiah 53 tells us that he was wounded for our transgressions, that he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him.
那以赛亚书的53章呢，说他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤了。
It also says he was led like a lamb to the slaughter.
他像羊啊，被带到宰杀之地啊。
He did not resist.
他一点都不反抗。
But we need to go to Psalm chapter 22 to get an inside view of the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们要回到诗篇22篇啊，去看主耶稣基督在十字架上他所受的痛苦到底是怎么样的。
Psalm 22.
诗篇22。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Here we see the spiritual sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ from his being forsaken by his God.
在这里呢，我们先看到是主耶稣基督在灵里所受的苦啊，这苦呢是来自于他的父离弃了他。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神啊，为什么离弃我？
That's a question. The perfect man being forsaken.
这是一个问题啊，这个完美的人居然被离弃了。
Now notice this, that it wasn't his father that forsook him.
那这里我们注意到他说的是我的神，不是说我的父离弃他。
Remember that Jesus was not only the perfect man, he was perfect God as well.
我们还要记得主耶稣基督不仅是完全的人，他也是完全的神。
He didn't say it was not the father in his, it wasn't the relationship of him to his father where he was forsaken.
所以当他被离弃的时候，那个时点呢，不是他的父离弃了他。
But as a man, he had a relationship to God.
而是作为一个人呢，在他和神的关系当中被离弃了。
Again, very difficult to really understand completely.
其实这个点呢也是很难完全明白的。
But scripture is very precise.
但是圣经是非常精准的。
He said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
他说的是我的神，我的神为什么离弃我
？Why are you so far from helping me?
为什么远离不救我
？Now when did the Lord Jesus? When did he cry out like that?
他什么时候像这样呼求过呢？
He was on the cross for 3 hours.
他在十字架上有这样三个小时。
Crucified at 9 o'clock in the morning.
他在十字架上待了三个小时，就是从九点钟
到
中午十二点。
And there he was surrounded by the chief priests and the scribes and the Pharisees.
那在围绕他周围的呢是这些祭司长、文士、法利赛人。
Who mocked him?
他们嘲笑他。
But then at noon, there was a darkness came over the whole land.
然后到了正午的时候呢，就有降临到全地的大黑暗。
It was as though God drew a veil over that scene that no human eye might see what God was going to do to His Son.
其实这就是神呢，在拉上了一个帘子，让所有的人类都看不见他在这个三个小时里是怎么对待他的儿子的。
God would lay your sins and mine upon Him.
在这三个小时里面，神会把你和我的罪都放在他的身上。
Because God could not look on sin, He had to turn His eye from it.
因为神是不能看罪的，所以他也现在要把他的眼目转离他的儿子，也不能看他的儿子了。
He had to forsake his son.
所以他不得不离弃他的儿子。
And all alone, Jesus bore our sins on the cross.
所以主耶稣基督啊，他就是独自一人在十字架上承担了我们的罪。
Verse 2 says, Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in this night season, and I'm not silent.
第二节，我的神呐、啊，我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不住声。
But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you; they trusted you, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed because he delivered them.
第三节到第五节，但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。我们的祖宗倚靠你，他们倚靠你，你便解救他们；他们哀求你，你便蒙解救；他们倚靠你，就不羞愧。
He called out to God, his father, but or God, he sorry, he called out to his God, but his God was silent.
那这些以色列的祖先呢？他们呼求的时候，神解救了他们，但是现在神的儿子，主耶稣呼求他的神呢，他的神却不回应他了。
When his people in old times called out to God, God always answered their prayers.
在古时啊，神的属神人呢，他的子民呢，呼求神的时候，神总是回应他们的。
Those were his spiritual sufferings.
但是主耶稣没有蒙父的回应啊，这是他的属灵在灵里的痛苦。
He did that for you and for me.
他承受这样的痛苦是为了你和我。
If you're a believer here tonight, you will never know the depths to which he sank. You'll never have to experience that. But if you are not a Christian, you'll have to bear the agony of judgment for those sins that he bore for you.
那如果你今天晚上在听的 朋友们当中，如果你是信徒的话呢，你永远不会明白他所进入的这个苦难是何等的深。那如果你还不是一个信徒的话呢，那将来你自己要承受这样的审判了。
So that's the spiritual sufferings of being forsaken by God. But then there's his soul suffering.
好，现在前面我们讲的是主耶稣基督在灵里所受的苦啊，这个苦就来自他的父离弃了他。那接着呢，我们看他魂里受的苦。
Those are the emotions, the personality that we are. He also was a man with feelings.
他们也主耶稣也和我们一样是人呢、啊，他也有人的情感。
And so in verses 6.To 13, we have his soul sufferings.
我们从第六节到第十三节，我们看到了他魂里受的苦。
Look at this. For I am a worm and no man, he says.
他说，我是虫，不是人。
As low, you could not get lower than a worm. Of all of God's creatures, the worm is the lowest.
在神创造的万物里面啊，虫子是最低等的。你再卑微也低不过一个虫子了。
Isaiah said he was despised and rejected of men.
那以赛亚书里面说，他是被人所藐视。
He says, I'm a reproach of men and despised by the people.
他说被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视。
All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted in the Lord. Let him to rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him.
凡看见我的都嗤笑我，他们撇嘴摇头说，他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧，耶和华既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧。
He was the most honorable man who ever lived, now suffering in shame, naked on the cross, being ridiculed and shamed by the people that walked by him.
主耶稣基督是这个地上最尊贵的人呢，但是他现在却被众人所羞辱啊。所嘲弄，承受了这样的这个羞辱。
They taunted him and cast it in his face. He trusted in God. Let God save him.
他们就指着主耶稣基督的鼻子啊，当面怼他说：“这个他既然信靠耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧。”
And can you believe it? They said, "If you're the Christ, come down from the cross."
你能想象吗？他们当着主耶稣面说：“如果你是基督，你就从十字架上下来吧。”
Do you think that he felt that?
你觉得他能够感受到这样的羞辱和藐视吗？
The one his whole life had been given over to compassionate care and love for people.
他可是把他自己的一生啊都献出来，用他一生来看顾来爱这些人的呀。
He'd taken a paralytic and raised him up to walk.
他曾经拉着一个瘫子的手啊，就让他起来能够行走了。
Tenderly lifted up a little girl from death.
他也轻轻地拉起一个已经死了的女孩，就让她复活了。
Touch a leper and heal him.
他去摸一个大麻风，这大麻风就痊愈了。
His ministry was one of comfort and love for everyone, compassion for all.
所以他所做的服事啊之一啊，就是去爱每一个人，去安慰每一个人，去医治每一个人。
He calls out there, but you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while I was on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth, from my mother's womb. You've been my God. Be not far from me, he says. For trouble is near, and there's no one to help.
我们看第九节到第十一节，但你是叫我出母腹的，我在母怀里，你就使我有倚靠的心。我自出母胎就被交在你手里，从我母亲生我，你就是我的神。求你不要远离我，因为急难临近了，没有人帮助我。
So there was no one that really understood what he was doing.
其实那个时候没有人能够明白他到底在做什么。
There were the women who sympathized.
有一些妇人呢同情他。
Even John, his disciple, was there standing a long ways away.
他的这个使徒约翰呢也站在他的这个十字架脚前啊。
They were concerned about his sufferings.
那他们也很在意他在受苦。
But they didn't understand why.
但是他们不明白主为什么要受苦。
And they were also concerned about their loss because they were losing one that they loved so much.
那他们呢也很痛心呢，他们也失去了他们所爱的这个主。
And then in verses 12 and 13, we read there, that's those chief priests and scribes, they were like bulls, angry bulls with their horns surrounding him, strong bulls of Bashan, they encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths, like a raging and roaring lion.
那十三节呢说的就是那些大祭司和文士，他们像公牛一样，就是顶着他们的这个角啊来攻击主耶稣。他说有许多公牛围绕我，巴山大力的公牛四面困住我，他们向我张口，好像抓嘶吼叫的狮子。
Anyone who hung on a cross was a curse.
每一个挂在十字架上的人啊，都是受咒诅的。
And so in his soul suffering, he had to bear the shame.
所以他在魂里所受的苦，就是他要承受这样的羞辱。
Spiritual suffering, isolation from God.
那灵里的苦呢，就是他要和神分别了，分离。
The one that he had enjoyed fellowship with from eternity past.
那他在永恒的过去啊，都是一直和父在爱里相交的。
His soul suffering, where he had done nothing but good for mankind.
那他在魂里受的苦，就是他对人呢没有做任何不对的事情，他只是他做的所有的对人做的事情都是好事。
The hymn goes, bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood.
但是呢，他却替我啊承受了这样的藐视，这样的羞辱啊，这样的嘲弄啊。
But there's also his physical sufferings that are mentioned here.
然后我们往下看呢，可以看到他在肉体上受的苦。
He felt his life being poured out like water.
他觉得他的这个。
Verse 14.
生命就像水被倒出来一样，就是十四节。
All my bones are out of joint.
他说：“我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节。”
Do you know how painful have you ever dislocated a joint?
你有没有就是关节脱臼过呀？你应该能体会那个极度的痛苦吧
？The arms and the shoulders go out of joint on the cross.
那他这个手臂上和肩膀上的这个骨头的
，and to pull yourself up to get a breath is agony.
应该都脱臼了，因为你要把自己脱起来的时候，那个是非常痛的。
They pierced my hands and my feet.
他说他扎了我的手和脚啊。
Those were not little nails.
这可不是小钉子啊。
I count all my bones, he says. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them.
刚才读的十六节，现在十七节，我的骨头我都数过，他们瞪着眼看我。
And for my clothing, they cast lots.
他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣拈阄。
And so, verse 19.There's a prayer here.
十九节呢，这是一句祷告。
To be delivered from the power of death and of the devil, because the enemy now is surrounding him.
他要求神呢，把他从死亡啊和这痛苦中救出来，和仇敌在仇敌手中救出来啊，因为他的周围啊都是被仇敌环绕的。
As he was.Bearing our sins in those 3 hours of darkness alone, he wasn't really alone.
他在这黑暗的三个小时啊，虽然是他独自承担了我们的罪，但他却不是孤单的。
All the powers of hell had surrounded that cross.
因为所有地狱的邪恶的力量都围绕在十字架的周围。
If the priest's mockery was hard enough.
这个他们的这个从祭司长这些文士来的这种嘲弄啊，是达到了顶峰。
He says to here, verse 20, deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog, save me from the lion's mouth, and from the horns of the wild oxen.
求你救我的灵魂脱离刀剑，二十节，救我的生命脱离犬类，救我脱离狮子的口，你已经应允我，使我脱离野牛的脚。就是在十字架上的时候，不是只有他一个人，周围全是敌人。
The prince of darkness was there, gloating over his sufferings.
所以这个黑暗的王啊，就在他的周围啊，去看他所受的这些苦。
But his gloatings would be short-lived.
但是他这种怎么说呢？就是这种幸灾乐祸啊，但是只是很短暂的时间。
The Lord Jesus, he says, "Save me from the lion's mouth." That's the devil here, the roaring lion.
二十一节，救我脱离狮子的口。这个狮子指的就是撒旦。刚才我们说了，撒旦像这个吼叫的狮子啊，寻找吞吃的人。
From the horns of the wild oxen.
使我脱离野牛的角。
The wild ox, they're called aurochs. It's an ancient wild ox that could never be tamed, never be used as a domestic animal.
那这个野牛啊，它是一种就是很古老的一个物种，是一种野性的牛，它永远不能被驯服成为就是家畜。
They have fossils of this ancient auroch.This ancient ox is called an auroch in auroch.
Auroch 是它的一个名字啊，就野牛的名字。
The fossils, it had great sweeping horns, not going out like this, but going forward like this.
它的这种脚叫 fossil, 是它不是这样绕过来的，从两边绕过来，它是直着往前顶的。
And hunters used to pride themselves if they could.Kill one of these wild ox.
所以这猎人呢，如果他能够捕获一头这样的野牛的话呢，他是很引以为傲的。
They're exceedingly strong and fierce.
那他们是特别的强，就是强壮，而且脾气特别的暴躁的。
And if you were ever speared by the horns of an auroch, that was death.
如果你要被野牛的脚要顶了的话呢，你是必死无疑的。
Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen.
他说救我脱离狮子的口啊，使我脱离野牛的脚。
The prince of death had seemingly won the day.
看来在这一天啊，这个死亡死神呢已经取得了胜利了。
The Lord Jesus dies.
主耶稣基督死了。
Gives up his death, gives up his life.
他舍了他的命。
John, it says that he dismissed his spirit. It was an act. He said, I have the power to lay down my life.
那在约翰福音里面呢，讲到就是主耶稣基督他是咽了他自己的气啊，就是把他的呼吸就停了，交出去了。这是他说我有权利舍了我自己的命，他是一个主动的动作。
He had borne our sins.
他已经承担了我们的罪。
He had suffered.
他受过苦。
Now was time. All had been accomplished.
那现在到了这个时候了，一切都成就了。
And out of the darkness, crying this cry, finished. One word in the Greek, finished.
所以他在黑暗当中啊，就高声的呼喊，成了。这在希腊语里就是一个字。
And he bowed his head.Dismissed his spirit.
然后他就低下头，把他的灵魂交托给父了。
An act of his will.
这是他自己主动选择的一个在他自己的自由意志里面选择的动作。
And then they buried him.
然后他们把他埋了。
That's also in the scriptures.
圣经里面也讲了。
Two clean men took him down from the cross. One with a new tomb no one had ever been in, buried him there in his own tomb, Joseph of Arimathea.
那有两个洁净的人呢，把他的身体取下来，其中一个人呢，他有一个坟墓，有为自己预备的一个坟墓，他把主耶稣基督的身体呢，埋在了他自己的坟墓里。
Now the burial of our Lord Jesus, you notice if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们翻到哥林多前书的十五章。
what the gospel is.
我们看福音到底是什么。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved. If you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received.That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
一到四节，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我传给你们的，我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
So the death was very important.But his burial is very important as well. It's mentioned as part of the gospel. We often just think about the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣基督的死呢很重要，他的埋葬也很重要，因为他是福音的组成部分之一。所以我们常常呢只说他死了、复活了，但是埋葬也很重要。
Now the death of our Lord Jesus, that was he was our substitute.
那主耶稣基督的死呢，表明他代替了我们。
Dying for our sins, he cleared the way whereby God can now come out in grace to us and offer us salvation, because the penalty's been paid.
那他为我们的罪死了以后呢，他就开出了一条道路，让神呢可以出来祝福我们了，因为他这个罪的代价已经付清了。
He was our substitute.
他是我们的代替者。
The just for the unjust.
义的代替了不义的。
Praise the Lord for that.
我们为此赞美神。
But his burial is important.
那他的埋葬呢也很重要。
Why is it so important?
为什么埋葬很重要呢？
It's important for our sanctification.
因为他对我们的成圣很重要。
When Jesus was buried, he bore our sins in his own body on the tree.But when he is buried, our sins were buried with him.
那他在十字架上的时候呢，是担当了我们的罪。那他埋葬的时候呢，是和把我们的罪和他一起埋葬了。
Now turn to Romans chapter 6.
我们翻到罗马书的六章。
And it has to do with believers and their relationship to sin, the sin that is still in our old natures.
那这个是关系到基督徒信徒和他们的罪的关系，因为我们这个罪是在我们的这个犯罪本性里的。
So when we're going to have a baptism on Sunday, and the baptism we're going to see someone, John, you're going to be baptized. You're going to see John buried.
那我们下个星期天呢有一场受洗，John也是受洗的弟兄之一，你可以看到这个受洗的人是被埋葬了的。
Are you ready for that, John?
你有没有做好准备被埋葬
？But
I will do my best.
But Long is going to put you down and bury you. But you're going to come in newness of life, right?
I mean.
因为施洗的人呢，会把受洗的人呢埋在水里，但是呢，他再出来的时候，就是带着新生命出来。
So he says here in verse 3 of chapter 6.
在罗马书的六章三节里面。
Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death.That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
So baptism is a picture of us going into death with Christ, buried with him in baptism.
所以受洗啊是一个图片，代表我们和主耶稣基督呢一起死了，而且跟他一起埋葬了。
And rising in newness of life.
然后呢就复活了，有了新生的样式。
Now it's important for our sanctification.
那这个对我们的成圣是非常重要的。
You not only receive a new life when you are born again, you believe Jesus, you're born again, you receive a new life.
那当你信靠耶稣基督的你时候呢，你就重生了，你就领受了一个新的生命。
But the thing is, we still have the old nature. What does God do about that?
但问题是我们还有这个犯罪的本性，那神是怎么处理我们这个犯罪的本性的呢？
Some people try to train their old natures.
那有的人呢，想试图训练他们的这个老我。
They put a leash on it like a dog, you know, to carry a dog around.
他们像这个给狗拴上一个狗链呢，想要拴住这个老我。
God doesn't deal with the old nature like that.
但是神处理这个老我的方式不是这样的。
He says you're dead.
他说你死的。
When you trusted Christ, you were buried with him in that tomb. 3 days he was in that tomb.
因为当你信靠耶稣基督的时候呢，你就被埋葬了。他三天都在坟墓里待着的。
And when you trusted Christ as your Savior, your old nature that you inherited from Adam,It was buried with Christ.
所以当你信靠耶稣基督了的那个时候呢，你的犯罪的本性，你的老我，就是从亚当继承来的那个老我呢，也和基督一起被埋葬了。
You can't tell the old nature to behave.
你不能让这个老我呢表现得好一点。
It's in complete opposition to God and to the new life.
因为它总是和这个你的新生命和神是反对的。
The only way to get victory is to reckon it dead. You're dead to sin.
那唯一得胜的方式呢，就是你要看他是死的。
He goes on in verse 5.
我们再看第五节，他继续说。
For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, that is, you have joined Christ when he died for your sins, you follow that sin into death with him.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也就是说你信靠耶稣基督做你的救主的时候呢，你就跟他一起在罪上死了。
God who is all knowing knows every sin that we have committed and will commit. They were all put on Christ.
我们以前犯过所有的罪以及我们将来要犯的所有的罪呢，全部都放在基督的身上了。
Now in our spirits we unite ourselves to Christ in his death.
所以呢我们在灵里是和主耶稣基督在死里联合了。
So if we have been, he says, if we've been united together in the likeness of a death, certainly we shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
所以他说我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
It was a different body that came out of that tomb.
因为主耶稣基督从坟墓里再出来的那个身体也是个不同的身体了。
It was a transformed body.
它是一个改变了以后的身体。
And in spirit, we have that life, that resurrected life within us.
我们在灵里也是一样的，我们也有一个复活了以后的新生命。
And he says this in verse 6, he continues his explanation.
然后在第六节呢，他继续解释。
Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
That is, the old man is our old self as we were born in Adam.
这个旧人呢，就是旧我，就是我们在亚当里面生下来继承的那个东。
That is in contrast to the new man that is born after Christ.
那他是和从基督里生出来这个新我是对应的。
See, being a Christian, it's not an improvement on Adam's.race.
所以作为基督徒啊，不是在亚当的这个后代身上做改进。
It's death to Adam.
而是对向着亚当死了。
And an implanted new life of Christ.
同时呢，在你里面种下了一个新的生命。
And said, so he says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
所以他说第六节，因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
The body of sin there means the very power that sin still exerts.
那这个罪身呢，就是这个罪的这个权势啊，它还在发挥作用。
And so that enslaves a person.
它能够使人成为罪的奴仆。
If we united with him, buried with him in baptism, that will free you to live the new life in Christ.
但是如果我们跟他在死上联合，和他一起埋葬了以后呢，他会给你力量，让你能活出新的生命来。
So that's a very important concept, is his burial. So that's the gospel. Died, Christ died for our sins, and he was buried, but he was raised again the third day.
所以埋葬也是一个非常重要的概念。所以福音呢是三部分组成的，一个是他为我们的罪死了。然后埋葬了，然后第三天复活了。
So he died for our sins for our salvation.
所以他为我们的罪死呢，是给了我们救恩。
He was buried and we're united with him for our sanctification, to be set apart for God.
我们受洗归入他的死呢，在死上和他一起埋葬，和他联合呢，是让我们成圣的。
And we're raised for our he was raised for our justification.He was raised for our justification.
哦，他复活的是为了我们的称义复活的。
All these big words.
这些都是比较大的词儿啊。
Well, we won't have time to really look at the resurrection, but we'll explore what that means next week. I'll only say one thing. Is that there is now a man on the throne in glory.
我们关于复活呢，今天可能没有办法展开了，我们下周再继续多讲。但是我只想提一点呢，就是大家要记得，现在在天上有一个人在那里。
A man who receives sinners.
这个人呢是接纳罪人的。
So, Mr. Summers, would you close us in prayer, and then we've got time for some questions if you do have some.
好，刚才少了一句，就现在我们有一个人在天上，已经得了荣耀的人在天上。我们先请 Harold 做结束的祷告，然后我们就可以提问。
Lord, forgive me marvel at all this.
主啊，我们为这一切事感到惊奇。
We find it so overwhelming that there was a day when our blessed Lord Jesus Christ died.And it's true, Lord, the most important day of the universe.
主啊，我们真的觉得这个信息太重大了。就是有一天，主耶稣基督为我们死了，这是整个宇宙最重要的一天。
Imagine God dying for sinners.
我们真的难以想象，神居然为罪人死了。
And then we're thrilled that he rose again.
然后让我们更高兴的是他又复活了。
And to think now that the throne of heaven is occupied by a man.
然后我们现在也知道在天上这个宝座上实际上是有一个人坐在上面了。
It's just overwhelming.
这对这些信息对我们来说真的是难以消化。
We agree with the psalmist when he said, What is man? God is mindful of him.
我们记得诗篇里说人算什么，人竟顾念他，神竟顾念他。
Who am I that God should love me?
我是谁，神竟然爱我。
And Lord, it's true. We could become desensitized to all this and just sort of say ho-hum. And Lord, it's absolutely overwhelming and we want to stop and thank you for it.
这一切真是太奇妙了，我们想要停下来，要感谢你。
The hymn writer said, Oh, help me understand it. Help me to take it in.
诗篇的作者说，主啊，求你帮助我明白，帮助我能够领受。
What it meant to thee, the Holy One, to bear away my sin.
那这圣洁的人呢，他怎么会去承受了我的罪呢？
And so, Lord, we just give you thanks for this wonderful story, and we praise you that every word of it is true.
主啊，我们为这奇妙的事情感谢您，我们也赞美您，每一您说的每一个字都是真的。啊，也在我们等一会儿的问答时间，带领我们，我们这样的荣是奉耶稣的名，阿门。